We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and Mike, on this day in 1834, Mount Vesuvius erupted.
I've been there.
You have not.
Yes, I have. I've been to Pompeii. I lived in Naples, Italy.
Not when it erupted.
Oh, not when it erupted. I saw the aftermath. It was weird.
Sure.
Very weird.
Well, so it's in Italy?
Yes, it is.
That's good to tell people. Yeah, I just thought that was funny that when they're keeping records, usually they're about sports stars or Playboy bunnies. And finally, we have an actual historical fact. So back to Iraq and Cindy Sheehan. What's interesting to me is how this is playing out on the right and the left. Of course, this did start as a one-woman protest. So Bill O'Reilly and other people are wrong about that, that it is a, you know, just a the left putting together its anti-war machine. On the other hand, they have all glommed on now. So I blame both sides. I always blame 20%ers on both sides for these things. But let's start by listening to what Rush Limbaugh had to say about this. Now, what he did first was he accused her of being just like Bill Burkett. Now, his audience knows Bill Burkett because Rush has spent hours and hours and hours on Bill Burkett. But Bill Burkett is the guy that fed CBS the fake memos about George W. Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard. And so those memos were fakes. You can say that Dan Rather got duped or that he was anti-Bush, whatever you want, but we know that Bill Burkett delivered phony memos. He's also a Democratic partisan in Texas that's always worked for Democrats and always hated Republicans. He's a 20%er all the way. He's a 5%er, a 1%er. So when Rush says that Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett, he's saying quite a bit about her position. So let's listen first to Rush's comment, and then we're going to play the second clip, and that's his denial that he ever said the first one. So here's the first one, so you know that he actually said it.
I mean, Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett. Her story is nothing more than forged documents. There's nothing about it that's real, including the mainstream media is glomming onto it. It's not real. It's nothing more than an attempt. It's the latest effort made by the coordinated left.
Now, there's a couple of ways to take that. When they say that her story is nothing more than forged documents, he's suggesting that it's not real. That is, that her son didn't really die in Iraq. Or, I don't know what he means, yeah. Right? It's hard to know what he means. Now, what he wanted to say was the media glommed onto it the same way they glommed onto the forged documents and tried to turn it against Bush, that may be a legitimate point, but that's not what he's saying. He said that she is just Bill Burkett, the forger, and that her story is nothing more than forged documents. That's a direct quote. All right? It's not real. It's nothing more than an attempt. It's the latest attempt by the coordinated left. Well, what he fails to understand is that she started her protest first, and then the left glommed onto it. She truly is a grieving mother who's angry. And now the left has glommed onto it. But he basically wrote her off and said, she's phony. Now, this happened on August 15th, okay, which is, what, last
Monday? That was
Monday,
yeah.
Well, by yesterday, he's doing some backpedaling. So this is quite a long clip. But let's listen to how he backpedals and denies what he just said.
Let me take a brief time out here to address something. I have been the recipient of a pretty decent amount of hate mail, far, far, far more hate mail than I usually get, just this morning. I don't really get a whole lot of hate mail, and most of it's funny as it can be. But apparently there is something that is out there misreporting what I have said, and of course these people are reading that rather than listening to this program and choosing to believe it. Apparently what's out there is that I said that Cindy Sheehan is no different than Bill Burkett, that Bill Burkett lied and Cindy Sheehan lied. There are actually out there people saying that I am accusing Cindy Sheehan of making up the fact that she had a son and making up the fact that her son died in Iraq. And, of course, I've never said this. In fact, I, early on in this, if you want to go back and we'll
Let's stop it there for a moment.
The archives on my website.
Sorry, he actually called her Bill Burkett, first of all.
Right, right. So he's basically saying, I never said that she didn't have a son. I never said that her son didn't die in Iraq, and they're saying that. Well, they're inferring that the same way I did a minute ago, because when you say that her story's nothing more than forged documents, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So he kind of forgot what he said. He gets carried away. The problem with the right-wing talk show host is that as 20 percenters, they're over the top with their Wedowick all the time. And so they kind of forget how carried away they get. And then when they get called on it, they say, well, you have to understand, I was just taking poetic license or whatever. Well, instead, he just said, I never said it, which is fascinating since the record is there, of course.
Russia's biggest defense should be, it wasn't me, it was the drugs talking. I don't know why he doesn't use it more often.
That's right. It was the oxy, man. So then I interrupted you, Mike, but he goes on and he says, and of course, I never said this. And early on, if you want to go back, he goes on to say he's the one that actually expressed a little compassion for her.
What?
Let's hear it.
Oh my God, Rush.
Website tonight, just to illustrate this, I'm the one that actually expressed a little compassion for her, and I said I don't really want to talk too much about her particularly because she's lost a son here. And that can never be easy. And I don't care, there are all kinds of different people that have all kinds of different reactions to this. Losing a child is the absolute worst thing that can happen to an adult. There's nothing that rivals it, in my estimation. So the idea that I think that she's making it all up is just another sign of the desperation of the people on the left who love to take us all out of context to try to get their side riled up. What I said was that the media looks at her the same way they look at Bill Burkett, as an opportunity. It didn't matter whether Burkett was telling the truth or not, and it doesn't matter what the specifics of Cindy Sheehan's case are. She is protesting Bush. Burkett hated Bush. That's why they're attractive to the media, and that's why the media is willing to exploit her.
Hold on, Andy, let me just interject here real quick. Let's listen to the first track again. He said he didn't say she was Bill Burkett.
Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett. Cindy Sheehan is just Bill Burkett.
You can't get it any more clear than that.
It's true. No, nobody ever accused Rush of being a truth machine. one of the things I find most interesting is the 20 percenters who tend to have absolute beliefs about things, and so therefore they talk about truth. So you'll hear from Rush, you'll hear from Sean Hannity, that we give you the truth here, and you won't get it from other media. What they failed, and Bill O'Reilly with his no spin zone, as though you can have an opinion-free opinion show. Right? These are all opinion shows, and they claim they're opinion-free and they're giving you truth. It's really quite remarkable that they delude themselves into believing that. So I'm sure my opinions are mostly right, but I will be the first to admit that, A, they're opinions, they're not the truth, and, B, I occasionally get things wrong, and when I do, you'll hear from me. And that's really what separates a moderate from a 20%er. And to his credit, as much as Al Franken is a 20%er, he does go back and he does corrections on his show. He has a segment where he does corrections. Rush doesn't do corrections. Given a chance to correct, he goes farther out on the limb and just tells falsehoods about it. It's bizarre. I don't want to accuse him of lying. I think he's just deluded. A crazy person's not lying to you. They're just in another universe that doesn't comport to the way our universe works.
So Rush is crazy?
No. Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, he is.
He's in an alternate reality.
Yes, he is.
And it might be the oxy.
Planet
no,
oxy.
I shouldn't keep going there because I'm sure he's drug-free now.
No, he's not.
Well,
I don't think he is.
He may be addled. That may be the problem. In any case, what's interesting is a very common theme on his show and on Sean Hannity's show is this idea that when Howard Dean says something that's over the top, and Dean is doing it all the time, just like these guys are, or when somebody else says something fairly outrageous, like these guys say something fairly outrageous, they call it desperation. This is another sign of the desperation of the people on the left.
The Democratic Party's in their last throes.
Yeah, well, they don't say last throws. That's a Cheney term. But they do say that these people are coming unglued, right? They're coming about it. They're losing it. It's all over,
But is that their way of trying to discredit any argument that the left has?
They don't. You don't have to address the argument if the people are coming unglued.
The same way we call Saddam and Kim Jong-il madmen. The minute we do that, nobody wants to hear what they have to say because they're crazy.
So yeah, you don't have to
the analyze, same tactic.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You don't have to analyze their arguments if you just write them off. And it's also a fallacy of argument. That is, it's what's known as an ad hominem attack. Attack the person, not the argument. Mm-hmm. So people are basically calling Rush and saying, you said that she lied and that she's phony. And he's saying, no, I didn't. And you people are lunatics. You're desperate. And that's all there is to it. Interesting piece. Now, let me go on with a couple of more here. On MSNBC's Connected this week, David Horowitz appeared. This is this was on Tuesday.
Isn't he the guy that did Fight Back and all that stuff?
He is. You mean like a consumer advocate?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but he has turned into this conservative pundit's the wrong word for him. He is. One of his favorite topics is how the universities are politically correct and the universities are leftist. Right. So he's clearly a very conservative fellow. And he claimed that Cindy Sheehan, quote, exploits the death of her own son and doesn't respect her own son's life, and, quote, portrays him as an idiot. Okay. Now, he was on with a representative from The Nation magazine, a liberal, and here's the exact quote. This is way beyond just criticism of the war. It's very hard to have respect for a woman who exploits the death of her own son and doesn't respect her own son's life. This young man volunteered twice. This was not a draftee. This is somebody who volunteered, did a tour of 4 years and volunteered back for Iraq and volunteered for the specific mission. I haven't heard one word out of Cindy Sheehan's mouth that respects what her son did. She portrays him as an idiot that was used by deceitful liars. Well, what I would say about that is something that I think I said to you in our conversations a few days ago, Mike, which is that a mother's grief, there's no accounting for a mother's grief. You know, she's hurting, and she was anti-war to begin with, and she has the moral authority as the mother of who lost her son to get away with this and to pick on President Bush. You know, it's very much like the moral authority that people gave the Swift Boat people. These guys fought in Vietnam. And although the paper record says that John Kerry won 3 Purple Hearts, and the paper record says he was a hero, and the guys on his boat all said he was a hero, these guys from other boats came out. They're Republican supporters. We know that. They were organized. We don't know who organized them, but we know that. They put together a book and all that, and they had this concerted attack on Kerry. But they have moral authority because they fought in Vietnam. And so you can say they shouldn't have it, but they have it because of their position, and she has it as the mother of a dead soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's a fair argument.
Horowitz can say that she's not respecting his son, but, I mean, you could say the Swift Boat people weren't respecting the service of everyone that fought in Vietnam. I don't remember David Horowitz making that argument at the time, because he's a 20%er.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I've got Ann Coulter's take on this from her column, also Michael Barone's, and then Gordon Liddy's. It gets worse and worse.